Medibank is celebrating all of the weird and wonderful ways Australians live better. Search Medibank Live Better to find out more.
It's the Husey and Ed catch-up.
Happy Friday, everybody. Wow. It's mocktail hour.
Yes, I've just had one knocked, had the top knocked off one for me.
Yes, you have, by our producer, Sasha French. It's a 0B. I'll keep talking so you can keep swigging. I'll talk you swig.
And it's fry, yay. It's party time.
You got a Frynley?
Yes, give us a Frynley.
Brilliant.
Tones and I.
No. Not Tones and I. Not Ellie Goulding, the other lady. I'll give you a clue. She fell in love with someone who's an influencer. Steph Claire Smith.
G-Flip.
Yeah,
G-Flip. Oh, that's G-Flip.
Yeah. Love G-Flip.
Yeah, we've had it on the radio.
We have indeed. That's why she did it for us, yeah.
Is that the first one? Is that the first time I've heard that?
Second. No, second time.
All right. No, I love G-Flip. G-Flip, shout out. From the hood.
Big up.
No, can I say
that? No, that's culture vulture.
I've got no
culture vulture.
I've got two tattoos. I've
got one.
A holy leaf on my back.
No.
Can I say I'm Husey from the block?
No. That's culture vulturing. Do you keep a blue flag hanging out your backside, but only on the left side? Because, yeah, that's the Crips side.
No, I don't.
Well, that's okay then.
Were they in West Side Story? Crips?
Culture vulture.
Who was in West Side Story?
The Sharks and the Jets.
Right.
Not real gangs.
Yeah. All right. Well,
or dancers.
But a great musical.
No.
Not a great musical. No. Well, it stood the test of time, mate.
So is Cats.
Yes, exactly.
So is Ebola.
Ebola's pretty much not around at the moment. I haven't. Well, I'm sure it's affecting. Well, if you are affected by Ebola, go to a doctor. No, actually, more than that.
Strong message.
No, I mean, you can't joke about Ebola. Why did you bring up Ebola?
You said just because something stood the test of time doesn't make it good.
But I don't think Ebola spread as wide as Cats.
Cats was known all over the world.
Cats
is still going.
I went to London and saw Cats.
26 years or something live at the...
Getting touched by one of those cats.
There's only one
in that West End theatre.
The which one did you want?
Was the highlight of my trip.
Definitely. The white one.
I don't know which one I got, mate. It was dark. But good fun. And Cats is still going. It'll be going again when COVID's gone. To the door, COVID. Get out.
We got Cats to touch.
Europe's shut down again, hasn't it? We've got Kate Langbrook on the show later on. She's in a shutdown Italy.
Gone.
Just Gonski.
Gonski. Hashtag Gonski.
It's a pandemic.
We're going to talk teachers today.
Yes.
Beautiful teachers today.
Yeah, absolutely. And they're all beautiful. Course. So, yes, absolutely.
Yep.
Beauty comes from the inside, by the way.
Oh, no.
So, yep. Now, what are we doing now, though?
Fork you!
Has anyone got a forking? Does anyone want to throw one out there?
I've got one.
You've got one. Jack's going to hit us. We need people to ring, though.
13, 10, 60, whatever's been irking you this week, you do not take it to the weekend. You call up, give it a good forking, and you're free of it.
What is more time? 13, 10, 60.
Do you get the bag still?
Yeah, calico bag and the keep cup.
We got prizes. Oh, let's give some prizes away. What have you got? I want prizes.
The keep cup and calico bag.
Well, give me something else. Give me something off the prize sheet.
Should we give everyone Nando's?
Yes. Did you know there was a Nando's across the road?
Yes.
Oh, God's sake. We've been there together.
How long has
that
been there?
We've been there together before. It's been there years.
Has it moved?
No.
No.
You and I
have been there.
You and I have been there.
Yeah. We've thanks to our legendary there. Peri Peri Chicken Mates at Nando's.
No, you're ridiculous.
All right, do you want my forking now or should we come back with it?
We'll come back with it, I think.
Yeah. It is. It's hashtag delicious.
It's the Husey and Ed catch-up.
Time to do some forking.
Fork you, Friday. I don't like you. Fork you.
Yeah, everyone who calls up is going to get the Calico Bay, the Keep Cup, and, of course, some Nando's. Husey just found out there's a Nando's over the road.
Yeah, and I'm saying we want Nando's.
Yeah, we want Nando's.
Get Nando's, please. There's money there. And I'd love some Nando's.
Well done, mate.
So you can have some too, Ed.
Can I?
Yeah.
Full chicken, please. Mild.
A full chicken?
Full chicken, please. Mild.
A whole chicken?
Si, senor.
Right. How much did you give him?
You might need to give him some more.
50.
Might need to get
$50.
You might need to get...
What do you want, Jack?
I'll have whatever there. I don't care. Mm-hmm. It's all good. Nando's humble, food is great.
I'm taking mine home, by the
Chips,
way. I'm not having it
here. It's all good. Anyway, let's do some forking. Can I kick it off?
Today? I don't need a full. I don't need a full chicken, guys. I was just kidding.
So, you know, the other day we spoke on the radio about what we're waiting for packages, and I said, I have been waiting 6 weeks for a screen protector for my iPad.
You started a great segment with that. Mm. What do you mean? You've been waiting 6 weeks for an iPad protector.
Yep. Yeah, this week was the end of week 7.
And it was you ordered it from a venue how
30
far?
Minutes away from my
30
house.
30-minute drive from your house.
Yes.
Yep, so.
But 7 weeks today, I got a knock on the window, postman drops it off. I'm like, thank God, that's brilliant.
Yeah.
Just
what's
ripped
the
it out.
Talking about then,
I ripped
mate?
It out, opened it up, got ready to stick it on.
Yep.
It was for the wrong size iPad.
Oh, 7 weeks and it doesn't fit. Come on, get lose your mind.
Fork you, whoa, screen whoa, whoa. Projector.
That's awful.
You. Is it your fault?
Yeah, no, 100% my fault.
Oh, fork yourself, mate.
That's because they do it in inches. They should do sizes of iPads. Yes. Small, medium, large.
Agreed.
Yeah, absolutely. Ash, what are you forking?
I'm forking my neighbour.
Yeah, why?
Because there has been a dead bird outside of their house on the pavement for the last couple of days. Mm-hmm. And it is absolutely disgusting to drive out my driveway and see.
Yep.
And now it is bloody from something being attacked.
Yep.
It and it had a squash face yesterday.
Yeah. And Ash, this happened to me, and I had to go out because it was freaking my little three-year-old son out. I had to go out there with gloves and a bag and pick up a dead bird.
Yeah, but
I've been.
Well, Ash, you're going to have to do it, mate.
I need to find. Is it on a communal footpath or where is it?
It's now shoved up against their fence.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
Yeah, but it's still in. It's on. It's in the public. It's not inside their yard.
No.
Yeah. So why is it their responsibility? Like,
because it's on their nature strip.
Well, but they don't actually own that.
And I called. And I called the council, and they said we're not going to remove it. We don't have the resources. And I was like. Okay.
How big is it?
They don't have a shovel. What is it? Cassowary?
Well, how big
what is
the bird?
It?
Is it like an emu or something?
Be a magpie.
Couldn't just go out with a supermarket bag, Ash?
They'd probably be spew on the pavement as well if I did that.
Oh, I had to really look away, Ash, when I did mine.
What's wrong with you people?
It's not nice. They're all squishy.
No.
Birds are dead everywhere. I ran over a pigeon this morning.
Did you?
My hubby did that the last, like, a couple of weeks ago, and there's still feathers on my car, and I can't even bring myself to go near that area of my car.
Real bird issues. Why doesn't your husband go and get the bird? What's his problem?
He's told them that they can deal with it.
Yeah, he's trying to make a point, but and then just not do it.
All right, loud as you can, Ash, give it to them.
Fuck you!
Fuck you! I agree.
That's tough.
Just going to have to do it, though. I did it. It was awful.
My children would do it without batting an eyelid.
Yeah, I know, but you're...
They know that death is a part of life, and they're happy to put a dead bird in a bag and then put it in the bin.
Well, that's good.
And get on with their day. Sophia, I mean, obviously that's a bit of a morbid topic, but what's your issue?
Hi, my religion teacher, she set an assignment from, like, at the end when we were in quarantine. And it was due, like, at, like, 2 weeks before, and she hasn't given it to us 5 months after.
She's still holding on. Now, may I ask what the assignment was about?
It was about, like, a religious figure. I did Mary MacKillop, and we, like, the whole class wrote this whole huge paragraph, and she's been on and on saying she'll be giving them back, she'll be giving them back, and she hasn't given them back.
Well, the lesson is to turn the other cheek, Sophia.
But it was Mary MacKillop,
yeah,
it wasn't
like
Jesus,
the whole
mate.
Class has noticed it. We're all asking it every single lesson, and we don't even think she started marking.
Nah, she can't be bothered. She's given up now. But Mary MacKillop, we talked about Mary MacKillop on the radio the other day, didn't we? Yes. Did I bring up Mary MacKillop?
No, I did.
Well, I brought up Caroline Chisholm.
That's
didn't
right,
I?
Because right, yeah. I said Mary MacKillop's Australia's first saint, isn't she, Sophia?
She absolutely is.
You know what her miracles, Sophia? What were her two miracles,
mate?
You know,
getting through each day is a miracle when you're, a nun and you've got to just, you're married to Jesus.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, obviously.
Yes.
He will.
Yeah, every single student knows and she just done. Can't be bothered.
Give it to
thank
us,
you for
Sophia.
Saving him, Sophia.
Glad
give
you
it
can.
To
fuck you, religion teacher.
Well, I don't know how I feel about that. I don't know how I feel about that.
Oh, it's not your forking, it's her forking, mate.
Right, fair enough.
Husey and Ed.
Fork you, Friday. I don't like you. Fork you.
And I know an RE teacher got forked just before there by young Sophia, but it is World Teachers Day, and we're going to focus on that a little bit later on. My wife's a teacher.
She
Remember
is.
That?
Yep, I do.
So let's do it again. Let's go. Go. Come on, Jack.
Well,
he played it already.
Oh. Already played it, yeah. Shauna.
Play it again. What's your, this is definitely zero beer, it is, isn't it?
What are you having?
It's a Peroni.
Okay. Zero. Now I can't make a joke about what's in it. So let's just say it's zero beer.
Shauna, what do you want to fork?
I want a fork. Young drivers on the road not paying attention.
Oh, what happened, Shauna?
Well, yeah, give it to us.
I've been hit twice in 2 weeks. Neither of them my fault.
What's the average? What's the average age of the hitee or hit her?
25 to 30.
Yeah,
no, Shauna,
on their young
phones. Do you think, Shauna?
Potentially.
There we go.
Yeah, up the rear end.
Oh.
One rear end and one T-bone.
Oh, T-bone's a bit much, isn't it?
T-bone in the high car as well.
Oh, that's a bit scary.
That's a bloody
nightmare. Hang on, you were in the high car and got T-boned?
Correct.
Oh, did you get the excess, or did you pay for the excess, or have you not paid? Oh, no, you're going to have to pay for it. You get T-boned.
Well, one of them was not insured, so I don't know the outcome yet, but I'm out $1,700 for the high car.
Oh, no. Come on. Give it to him, Shauna.
Fork you, young drivers, on your phone. Pay attention.
Thank you, Shauna. That's a great message.
Yeah, absolutely, and I'm glad that she's still laughing. Able to call us.
Yeah, and laughing.
Yeah, Laura, who are we forking?
My boss.
Whoa. What for?
I put in my leave request in March to have 2 weeks off in Christmas, and it was approved.
Yep.
And it's 4:59 today. I got an email from my boss saying that I had to work Christmas.
Oh. What the? How? Why? No. What was his? Are you going to get?
Oh.
She told me where.
She. Fork you, Dave.
Fork you.
Ooh, hate crime Hughes has struck again,
Laura. Just thought the boss, and you know what I thought? Such an uncaring boss must be a man. That's what I thought, because for me, women are much more sensitive to their workers' needs.
No, not this one. Fork you, Glenda.
Oh,
you!
Name and shame.
It's fine by that. It's fine by me. It's fine by me. Calls it as she sees it.
All right, Evie, what are we doing? What are we forking?
I want to fork my toothbrush.
Why, Evie?
What to do?
Because it pinched me on the lip.
How?
It was electric, and I was brushing, and it pinched me on the side.
My God! Imagine if your lips get caught in an electric toothbrush. They could almost rip it off. You could get a lip ripped off if it really got stuck and just spun, dug through to the back of your head, almost drilled right through there, Evie. You're generally a fan of the electric toothbrush. Would you prefer a non-electric one before this incident?
I don't know, because it's kind of easier to brush with an electric one.
They do a good job.
They actually do a fantastic job.
You know, our kids, I've got three kids, and we've only got one handle, though, so they've got to wait in line to use it. So.
Why?
Because we've got one handle between us.
With all the money
they don't need one handle. They've got their own heads, and then you just come in. Your turn next. Your turn next.
That is awful.
Have you got your own handle, Evie, or do you just share it with a brother or sister?
I have my own.
They're on sale at the supermarket right now. Almost half price.
All right, well, I might think about it.
Why don't you save it for Christmas for them?
That would be good, actually. It's coming up. Now, Evie, right. Go for it, Evie.
Fuck you, toothbrush!
Fuck great work,
Evie. Yeah, it's great job.
Let's not forget to brush, though.
Twice a day.
Otherwise,
your teeth fall out like Uncle Hughes's have.
Forky Friday. Be back next week. Don't forget, everyone who was doing a fork in then is going to get some Nando's. Thanks to our legendary Peri Peri Chicken Mates at Nando's.
We've got it coming here, too, apparently. Whole chicken for you, Ed, and you're eating it during the show. You're necking it.
It's the Hughesy and Ed catch-up. Back for more after this. It's Hughesy and Ed.
Kate Langbrook will join us before the end of this hour. She's, of course, over in Europe, Italy, where they're back into lockdown.
Yeah, it's the cases have gone through the roof.
Terrible.
COVID central over there in Europe.
Yeah, it is COVID central.
Cray cray.
Yep. Now. We've been talking dogs all week. You claim to have Australia's dumbest dogs. That was confirmed by Dr. Chris Brown. You can still see on our socials from yesterday a fantastic IQ test that Dr. Chris Brown gave us that anyone can give their own dog. And then it led to a discussion that turned into an argument about obedience when it comes around dirty people letting dirty dogs lick dirty plates between you and Jack.
I try to say, on that subject of dirty dogs licking dirty plates and dirty people, that someone sent me an Instagram message, direct message, saying, Ed, tell Ed, they said, tell Ed that dogs' tongues are
don't start this.
The cleanest surface in the world or something.
Cool.
Right, that's okay. What they said.
Right,
so,
back to that person.
Well, later on.
Chuck some lipstick on it and give it a tongue.
Well, apparently you can.
Do it. If it's so clean, tell them to do it. Send me a video.
I probably will. Great. That's weird. So I'm not going to say to them, can you pass your dog and send Ed the video?
With some lipstick on.
No, you've crossed the line.
No, I haven't.
Yes, you have.
They did.
No, they said that they've got clean tongues.
That's just incorrect.
Well, I don't know, mate. You take it up with him.
Here we go. This is what happened yesterday.
At our house, everyone uses the plates. The dogs, the cats, and the humans all use the same plates. Jack, you've got two dogs.
Yeah, they go nowhere near my plates. They, in fact, if I was to leave a plate of food on one of my plates on the floor, they wouldn't go near it.
Really? I can't believe. All right, I want you to video tonight. Yep. We'll put on our socials tomorrow.
They won't touch it.
Okay. You both did the test.
Mm. Yeah.
Jack.
Yes.
Let's go to some audio of your dogs. Plate.
Stay.
Food on that plate. Two dogs sitting down. Quietly.
Untouched.
Untouched.
Thank God for that.
They didn't even move.
And that was
they
after sat, they 2 minutes.
Yep. Yeah, I went to the bathroom and came
they
back.
They sat there.
It's a long time in the bathroom. What were you doing in the bathroom?
Well, I wanted to give them plenty of time, so I thought I'll take my time.
What is
you know?
I mean, he's videoing.
I'm looking on the Instagram. And...
You had me seat and then were you in there?
Yeah.
Anyway, it was a long time.
Yeah.
He was in the bathroom a long time, and I had to watch these dogs just looking at this food, not touching it.
It was hypnotic.
It was incredible. I say to everyone, go to our socials.
It was amazing.
Using Ed's socials and see Jack's two dogs and how well trained they are.
Because also, the way that Jack got them to do things was to click.
It was
a strong click, Jack, and they just did it.
Yep.
But you have sat here, or you've stood over there, just on the other side of the desk for years, complaining about your stupid dogs and how disobedient they are. I saw two trained.
Yeah, I agree.
When food is involved, they will do anything you want.
No, it was weird. It was
pretty much, wasn't it?
Dog whisperer.
It was further than that. It was like fear in their eyes.
It did feel like those dogs. Yeah.
I sent you another video of them being very
loving. I've seen some dogs. Clockwork Orange. Sort of thing,
I agree. I felt like those dogs had been through some pretty heavy
SAS
training. Yeah, training. Now, let's go to Hugh's household. So the video was Barkley and Bubbles and
some chips. I've got some chips this afternoon.
Yeah, some chips on a plate, and they went. Just listen.
Stay.
Okay. And the noise you're about to hear is and that's Bubbles going straight over to the chips.
Yeah, Bubbles ate all the chips
straight away.
Straight away, I can't even get Bubbles to sit.
You weren't out of shot.
I went inside. I got out of range. I got out of eye range. Bubbles couldn't see me. She waited that long.
She waited till I went. Yep.
And then straight on the chips. But what about Barkley?
Yeah.
And that let's not bury the headline here. The lead. Barkley stayed sitting and watched his sister eat every single chip.
Yes.
He's looking back, trying to find me.
Yeah, going, what's going on here? I need some sort of referee. And then you came back out and you delivered like some reward / punishment to the dogs. This is what happened.
Barkley, you're a good boy. Barkley, good boy. Bubbles. Bubbles, bad girl. Barkley, good boy. Bubbles, bad girl.
Now, I don't have dogs, but Jack, what's the problem with that?
You're using exactly the same tone for good and bad.
You're right.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. But the saddest part of the whole thing was when Barkley then went to look in the little sort of plate where the chips were, and there was none there.
Did you have more for him?
I did. I had a stash, and I should have put that in the video because people are asking, did Barkley get any chips? And Barkley, he got a number of chips, but then I also gave Bubbles more.
It's the Husey and Ed catch-up.
Yes, all thanks to Medibank. Live better with Medibank, gentlemen.
Yes, that's right.
And we've got a winner to announce as
well. What?
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing. You can still get involved next week, can you?
Yeah, yep. I believe so. Yep, yep. HuseyNed.com.au/win.
Yeah, that's been all about tell us what living better means to you. Challenge us. Think differently about how we can live better.
Yeah, and Natalie, you know what she told us?
Natalie from Perth.
She said, life has never been better since I quit wasting weekends on chores and started park running. Fitness and friends are better than a sparkling floor.
That is brilliant. And
who needs clean floors anyway? And I'm all for this, Ed. That's, you're a little bit anti that. But look, how about you live a little like Natalie and get yourself what?
$500 luxury escapes voucher. Natalie, congratulations. And we'll give another one away next week. So make sure you enter at hughesyanded.com.au/win. We just want to hear how you guys are living better. Now, Medibank wants to know.
Yeah, yeah. Live better with Champions. Medibank. Hey, are we here to celebrate World Teachers Day? Remember the days of the old schoolyard. Now, I've already said my wife's a teacher.
I know, mate.
So, grade ones, public school.
Well done.
Yep. The kids love her.
Of course they do. But she's lovable.
Absolutely. I mean, I don't want to brag, but she'll be embarrassed when I... No, I won't.
Best teacher in school.
Well, some of the parents have said, can you, you know,
move
up with the kids because they don't want to lose you next year.
Right.
You know, they want to stay with you.
Why wouldn't they?
As I said, I put on my Twitter, the lucky class. You got a lucky class.
You do.
But do you guys remember, is there one teacher in particular where you go, I really love that teacher?
Mm-hmm. Yes. For me, it was Andy Percival, Mr. P.
What year would he teach?
Well, he started off, it was different in the UK, but he became our head of year.
Primary or secondary?
Oh, secondary school, sorry.
Yeah, right.
High school. He was just brilliant.
What was good about him?
He was just great. Like, he was just... One of those teachers that was a sort of mate, but also you wouldn't mess with him.
Yeah.
It was struck the balance.
Yeah, it was great. Yeah.
What about you, Ed?
I'd like to...
Who comes to
mind? Well, I need to ask Sash if I'm allowed to say mine, so we'll come back to me, because mine might be somewhat...
Yeah, right. I will say, I'm going to go primary school and say Mrs. Stringer. Now, I know that Sash wants me to say Miss Dalton, who I was in love with in high school, who we've embarrassed enough over the journey, so... No, I'm going to go right back to primary school.
What was what year?
Grade one.
Oh, see?
Yeah, who I would, I was a reader in grade one and I would read ahead of the class.
Wow.
And Mrs. Stringer really encouraged my reading.
Something you've continued to this day.
Yes, I still love reading.
You do. So you're Mrs. great. You're a Stringer. Great. Well done, Mrs. Stringer.
Yes. Yeah, sure.
All right, 13, 10, 60. Let's celebrate teachers your past, maybe current teachers.
This is a chance to pump up a great teacher in your life. Who has had a great teacher and just what name comes to mind? And we really need people to get involved here.
What made them great?
13, 10, 60. Shout out to a teacher. We'll talk to you next.
Hughesy and Ed.
It is World Teacher Day, so on 13, 10, 60, we are giving shout outs to teachers, past and present.
And we just say it's the Australian version of World Teachers Day because apparently the rest of the world celebrates World Teachers Day on October 6th.
Yeah, I mean, that's fine. I mean,
but we push it back.
Yes, for far as we know, because we're on holidays at that, school holidays at that point. So it's World Teachers Day today in Australia, which is what matters.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I was the one.
It's like Miss Universe Australia. Doesn't matter when they have theirs. It doesn't matter when Trinidad and Tobago have theirs. What matters is when we have ours.
Yeah, they should have a World Teachers Day, though, where they should have a World Teachers competition.
They
like
do.
Eurovision.
No, they do.
Do they?
Eddie Wong.
I love Eddie Wong.
Eddie Wu, sorry.
Oh, dear.
From Wu Tube, the math teacher. He was in the top 10 one year. I love Eddie Wu. If you love Eddie Wong, that's okay. But I think I love Eddie Wu. Great math teacher.
Play that. The teacher song.
How is that teacher
song? To do with you because you said
your teacher. Yeah,
well, your
wanna,
teacher.
I don't want to hear your teacher. Yeah. Let's go to the calls.
Okay.
Seriously, just go to the calls.
Hi, Delaney.
Hi. How are you?
Ah, we're excited. Who's your favourite teacher?
Well, I'm not sure.
Oh no. We're going to come back to you because your phone's a bit skew if. But we'll go. We'll come back. Kimberly, your favourite? Who's your favourite teacher?
My favourite teacher is Miss Ellie Finn Marks.
Yeah.
Yep.
Why is that?
She is amazing. She was an amazing teacher through high school. I was 13 years of age. I recently got kicked out of home, I guess, and she helped me stay through school and supported me more as a mum.
Oh, what a
to have that mum figure.
That is beautiful.
Kimberly.
So you had nowhere really to live, and a teacher at school guided you through secondary school.
Yes.
Oh, that's gorgeous.
That's got me all in the feels.
Same. That's beautiful, Kimberly.
What's her name, Kimberly? What was her name? Or what is her name?
Her name through high school, when I was in high school, was Miss Finn, but she has recently got married and she's become Marks.
Beautiful. And she's still in your life?
Yes.
That's a beautiful story. Thank you, Kimberly. That's a beautiful story.
What a
life changer.
Yeah.
Straight up life changer.
Oh, teachers are great, aren't they?
Here's Delaney. Hi, Delaney.
Hi, how are you?
There we go. Good, this is better. All right, which teacher?
So I'd like to shout out to my year two and year three teacher. I had her 2 years in a row. Her name was Mrs. Britton.
Yep. Yeah.
And she actually inspired me to become a teacher, and now I am a primary school teacher.
You're paying it forward.
I love it.
And yet, what was so good about her?
Well, I actually struggled with reading and writing, and she made me feel like the most confident person ever, and she caught me up, and, yeah, she helped me so much, and she's someone that I will forever remember, and I even invited her to my birthday party.
That is just beautiful.
What a difference, you know, people like...
Do you know who Delaney's...
Mrs. Britton are making in other people's
Delaney's
lives?
Delaney's demeanour, you know who she reminds me of?
Who?
Well, Holly.
My wife, who was
wife
a teacher.
Has a similar sunny demeanor.
Oh, really?
Yeah. What year do you teach?
Two and three.
I teach year four, and today we had our book week parade, so it was a bit enthusiastic. So I'm still in a high from that.
She's on a high.
She's loving book week.
From what she's doing with the youngsters of the country. Now, Erin, who's your favourite teacher?
Hello, my favourite teacher was Mrs. Hart.
Yep.
Mrs. Hart. I love Mrs. Hart because she was hot, but she didn't like me quite so much. She deserves a shout out though because she mostly met me at the door, let everybody else in, and said, "You can stay outside."
Yeah, I think she was nagging.
probably fair enough, Erin. In hindsight,
probably nagging. Do you think? Yeah. What year were you in? Yeah. What year were you in when you fell in love with her?
I was in year 10.
Yeah, that's a tough year.
Yeah, it's a trend. Yeah, for a young boy. Having, you know, thoughts that you shouldn't be having at school.
Oh, you're going to control your thoughts at school in year 10, are you?
No, I don't.
Is that what you did? Were you pious? Were you?
No, not in my outside world I was. And internally I was not pious. I was, I hear where he's coming from. Absolutely.
I don't know if we should have finished on Erin.
It's the Husey and Ed catch-up.
After six, Husey is doing something tonight. He's got something on that I think would be the fantasy of a lot of people.
Yeah, fantasy too.
Yeah, first time fantasy. In, I'd say, years, actually.
Oh, baby.
This is huge. No, I haven't prepared well, though, so that's...
No.
But, hey, we've got to cross the oceans wherever we cross. So, Kate Langrett, live from lockdown two, Italy. Is that right? Where are we at now this week? What's the level of lockdown, Katie, in Bologna, Italy?
Well, it's sort of looming. We're in soft lockdown. So my eldest son, the seniors at school, high school, are 25% at school and 75% at home.
So is that one day a week they go in, or what's the story there? How do they manage that?
Yeah, it'll be, I don't know, because we're actually on holidays this week, which means we've had them all at home. While the school works out how they're going to ruin our life next week.
What else does it mean? Is it back in staying in your apartment for the foreseeable future?
Well, nothing's open after 6 o'clock at night, so you can still go out for lunch.
Yeah, well, that's good. It's winter anyway. It must be getting dark early anyway, is it?
Yes, yeah. But what are you talking about? People want to go out when it's dark.
Fair point.
Well, I don't know.
You know?
I'm trying to look on the bright side.
I know what you're trying to do, but I didn't even know.
The sun goes down, we blow out our candles, and we all go to bed.
But I'm looking.
Ready to get up for the morning.
You had your COVID-filled summer where everyone spread COVID to everyone else in Europe, and now you just have your COVID lockdown in winter. I mean, it's not a bad deal, really. It could be worse.
Yeah.
Spoken like the man who's got something on tonight.
Yeah,
is it a black latex suspender belt?
Well, it could be. It's we'll talk about that after six. But yeah, no, there's anything can happen.
Whoa.
Yeah, but back to you, Katie. So how's your family feeling now? I mean, are you giving them any advice to keep their spirits high?
Well, you know what I have discovered? That you know how you had that argument with Jackson Warne about who said that saying first about don't have any expectations and you'll never be disappointed.
Yes, I've said that for you. You know I have said that for a long time, don't you?
Yes, and the secret to our enduring, beautiful relationship is I have no expectations other than that you will disappoint me. And it's worked a charm, but this is your problem. You know how Dr. Phil is a success based on not even really being a doctor. It's because Hugh and Edward and Jack, everything he says in that accent, and it makes it sound wise, even if it's not.
Right.
Like, you can put a lipstick on a pig,
here we go.
But it's still a pig.
Yeah. Can we play that again? Just play that again. Yep.
You can put a lipstick on a pig, but it's still a pig.
That's true.
Right? It's really the cadence with which he says things. So you can even say something really simple, which I've taken to doing to the children, and it's annoying. You can say something like, don't overstuff a suitcase or it'll break in the travel.
That makes sense to me.
Sounds really deep.
That is true.
Really deep.
Everything sounds deep. Well, my wife writes a shopping list. It don't mean she's an author.
That's really good.
Can we get one more from him? You got another one from him?
Yeah, I do.
I didn't come in on a load of turnips.
I
thought there was more to that, Katie, because you would say that a lot. How would you say that line from Dr. Phil?
Well, I didn't come in on the last truckload of turnips.
Yeah, you put truck in there.
Last truckload of turnips.
I would have thought that the truck. Can we have one more time from him?
I didn't come in on a load of turnips.
Doesn't work as well without the truck.
No.
Anyway, that's all you've got to start to do. It's a bit strange just to throw in a Dr. Phil accent, but it gives you such gravitas. It gives you such heft
that you
will never again be disrespected.
But you've got to get the accent. I haven't got the accent. I don't think I can go. All right.
Do your say.
Yep. Here we go. All right. Just because you folded the washing, it didn't make you a hero.
Yeah.
It's good, actually. It's true. It's very true.
You give us one, Ed. Come on.
I want your one.
No, I want
your official one.
What?
Your Jackson Warne one.
If you never have any expectations, you can never let yourself down.
That's a win.
We could all do this. Give us one more, Katie. Come on, give us one more.
If you say everything in Dr. Phil accent, you're going to sound real smart.
Katie Langwell, you've done it again.
From the roof. Well done.
It's the Husey and Ed catch-up. Back for more after this. Husey and Ed.
It is very happy Friday evening to you all.
Yeah, real celebrity packed hour coming up. We've got Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom. Ed, you've got something going on there.
Yeah, no, I believe they've released the worst thing the internet's ever seen.
You know what? You've changed your tune because back in, was it January or maybe February?
I'm massively pro Katy Perry, but
you
this...
were dancing around a hotel floor.
It was a cha-cha.
You were cha-chaing for Katy Perry.
I know that.
And she had to sit there and watch it.
Only because you forced her.
No, you were straight up watching me dance.
Was not my idea.
You were her private dancer. And you gave her your kids book, didn't you? And now what are you doing? Now what, you're tipping a bucket on her from afar.
Mate.
Imagine if she was listening. Imagine if she fell in love with his show that day and podcast it, and then here you are.
Do you know what?
He's going boom, 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 bang,
Listen,
bang.
I love Katy Perry,
her
but this is, you're not going to love this. You're not. Even you won't defend this.
So they got a song out.
Yes.
All right. Well, we'll get to that real soon. But next.
I believe it's his influence.
Orlando.
Yeah.
He's English, isn't he?
Yes.
Jack?
Yeah.
What do you think about Orlando Bloom?
Yeah, I don't mind him. What's he done since Pirates of the Caribbean? Not a lot, really.
Anything?
No.
What was he last in?
Quite a lot of money.
No. What's he in? What's Orlando Bloom ever in?
Well, he was in six Lord of the Rings movies.
Mm-hmm. Well, they finished a while ago.
I know that. I don't remember the last Orlando Bloom star vehicle.
Has there been one?
I wouldn't have thought so.
Is it all over for Orlando Bloom?
I think...
We know he stars on a paddleboard, don't we?
You better.
We've seen that. We can never... Once you've seen that, you can't forget
it. I think as a Hollywood leading man, it's probably done, but he's made his money. He's had a great time.
All right, so we'll get to that. But when we come back, a big night for me. And yeah, I'm under pressure.
You've made no preparations for this.
Yeah, well, we'll explain all of it when we come back. Okay. But
you're listening to Husey and Ed.
Tonight, big night.
No.
Big night for Hughes.
Yeah, it is a big night, but it came on me quick. I haven't had a lot of time to prepare.
Did it, though?
It did, absolutely. I don't think I heard about it till yesterday. So, but it's about to happen. So we've got... A kidless night.
You and your wife.
Yeah, we have not had a kidless night, I don't reckon, this year. It might be 12 months since we've had a kidless night.
What did you do the last time?
I can't remember. I can't remember the last time we had a kidless night, actually.
Might be more than a year.
Could be years. No, well, look, our in-laws are always, or my in-laws, not my wife's parents, are always keen to have the children, but it's they haven't been able to have them because of lockdown and you can't have anyone else come to your house. So, but tonight they are. They're there now. So they're at their grandparents' house, and my wife is, she's already on her own, I believe.
I know she is. Now, what offer did you make to her? What wonderful offer did you make to Holly?
I said to her, and I don't know why Jack's laughing, I said to her, why don't you come in and watch the last hour of the show live, you know?
Cool.
And she didn't take me up on the offer. So I thought it would have been great, you know, having an audience.
I'd love it. I'd love to have Holly here.
Yeah, but I don't know what she's doing now. Actually, we should bring her. Let's ring her and find out what she's doing.
Well, I'll tell you what she's doing.
What?
Hoping that she's about to receive a call from you saying, hey, honey, I've organized ...
No, well,
what have you organised?
Well, nothing, because I texted her earlier today. I said, what should we do tonight? And she never got back to me. And her last message was, let's just walk the streets.
She doesn't mean that, Matt. She doesn't mean that.
She says walk the streets.
She doesn't mean walk the streets.
I said, but
she's saying, she wants you to say, no, honey, you're so special that I've booked ...
Yeah, but I don't think it's too late now. I don't reckon we'll get in anywhere.
How do you know? Have you tried anywhere?
No, I haven't.
Great. So how would you know?
She enjoys walking, can I say? She's a real walker.
I've got her on the phone.
Hi, Holly.
Hi, guys.
Are you walking the streets yet?
No, I've just left the kids at mum and dad, so had to catch up with my parents, which obviously we haven't been able to do, so that's nice.
Now, yeah, Holly, they've already got the Christmas tree up, by the way. I saw a photo of that.
Really?
Yeah, October, I reckon too early, Christmas tree. But
yeah, but it's not been a normal year, and I think that's probably okay.
Yeah, right, sure.
Back off the tree. Now, Holly, the claim in here is that he, A, offered you to come in and watch the show, which
he did. Yeah, he did, I'll come in and watch the magic happen.
Well, I mean, that's just exciting for all of, I mean, I would love to see you, but, you know, it's not a great offer. But now, he claims that you just want to, quote, walk the streets. Now, I'm telling him that is a stupid thing for him to believe and that you'd much prefer to go out and do something.
Well, I mean, we haven't booked anything.
Yeah,
so no, he hasn't booked anything. Yeah, but he hasn't even tried to book anything.
When did I find out this was happening? Was it last night?
I don't know. It's been booked for a while. I'm not sure.
No, yeah, we're not being made aware of it.
Now we're getting somewhere.
So it's not been booked for a while.
Now we're getting somewhere.
It hasn't been booked for a while.
But hang on, Holly.
It has been booked for a while. Yeah.
The laws are changing, you know, on a daily basis. Right, you can't, you know, penciling since last. When was our last day without the kids, do you reckon? Our last overnight?
Well, I just said to Mum, they haven't had a night away since June sometime, probably, and I'm not even sure if we did sleepovers in June. It might have been March. I can't really remember.
No, but definitely all of them weren't away in June. Like you had a night on our own, do you reckon? The two of us.
Well, I mean, it was certainly pre-coronavirus, but I can't tell you how much further before that it was.
It could be
a long time.
It was a memorable night.
It could be at least a year.
It's got to be more than a year. A memorable night. All right. Now, Holly, he's got 50 minutes to book something. Just give him some.
But you're not going to be able to book anything.
No, Holly,
I'll try.
Stop it.
All right. What food do we want?
Yeah, what would you like, Holly? Let's just go crystal ball. Let's pretend it's not Dave you're dealing with. Let's just say you had a husband that could do things. What would you like to do?
She's hard, mate. Gosh.
I'm not hard.
She has no desires. She's desireless.
Oh, dear.
She's devoid of desire.
She's free from desire. Come on, Holly.
It's almost zen.
I'm dead inside, obviously.
Yeah.
Come on, Holly, come on. What, just one
just
thing?
Just give us some...
A cuisine.
A Japanese.
There we go.
Japanese, all right. Or, you know, something vegan, obviously.
No, just go Japanese. You can eat as much fish as you like. We'll try. All right, so you keep walking the streets.
Okay, come and watch the magic happen. Yeah, I might.
No, that's too much pressure on us, actually. Don't come in. Stay out. Thank you, Holly. I'll see you soon. But how long have people been without kids or with kids? How long since you haven't had kids?
How long since a kidless night? Who can go the longest? Who can tell us it's been the longest since they had a kidless night?
Yeah, and we'll give a prize, a dead set prize.
Yes.
To who's had the longest time without a night away from the kids. Yes.
13, 1060. How long's it been since you had a kidless night?
Give us a call.
Can we get over 12 months? Can we?
It's the Husey and Ed catch up.
13, 10, 60. How long has it been since you had a kid last night? Husey's got one tonight. Hasn't booked anywhere. He's struggling at the moment to try and get somewhere.
Yeah, just got
not. Just got a no.
Just got a no from a restaurant.
Yeah, it was a hard no too. It wasn't a soft no.
It was tough. And you opened with, "Hello, it's Dave Husey," but I don't reckon they knew from
No, they didn't. No. They did.
Oh, they did.
Which makes it worse.
Oh, that's awful. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Ring back and say you're Shane Jacobson.
I don't even think Jaco would get through.
Who would get through? Keith Urban here.
Oh, look, Zac Efron.
Yeah, hi, it's Zac Efron here.
Probably Keith Urban. Yeah.
I reckon.
Yeah. Nicole Kidman. She'd get through.
Hamish Blake.
Hamish Blake. No, I don't think so.
It's a good game. We should
get him to ring.
I was going to say.
Hamish. We had a good impersonator, even if it was not Hamish. We had a good impersonator to do someone.
Do us a solid.
Who's believable? Who could you do a Zac Efron?
No, come on.
I want you to try to be Zac Efron.
No, I can't.
No, just,
that's not who we are.
Try to do,
we're not on we're air, not radio air. Prank call Zac Efron.
I think it's a good idea. All right. Now, we've probably had a year without the kids. They're at their grandparents tonight, but we asked if anyone could beat that and how long you've gone. Natasha, how long have you had a night since you've had a night without a kid?
It's been 5 years.
Jeez.
Wow. Louise, Natasha.
And to top it off, it's the wedding anniversary today, and we still didn't get a night free.
Oh. 5 years. That's huge.
Natasha. Yep.
How long have you been married for?
9.
Oh.
What are you...
9 long years.
Right. So what are you going to do tonight? What are you going to do? Wait till he goes to bed sort of thing.
Not really sure. I don't know. Hopefully there's something interesting planned.
Oh,
who knows?
No. Hopefully there's something interesting planned.
So
if you are Natasha's husband and you are listening, do something.
There's nothing.
Now.
There's nothing.
He's
planned.
Got nothing. He's got
of
nothing.
Course there's nothing planned. So yeah, that's so, why not? Why? There's no grandparents around or
No. They're around. It's just they looked after him once and he cried all night and they just don't. Just haven't had him back.
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to put this on the grandparents of Australia. You talk the talk, but you don't often walk the walk.
Yeah. Take that, grandparents.
Who's with me on that? Grandparents. Overrated.
Yeah, man. Good play.
No, not ours, though. They did a great job tonight, and I hope they don't hear this, but yeah.
Well, we'll see, won't we? We'll see what kind of job they do.
We'll get back to them.
We'll see how we go.
No. A lot of grandparents do a great job. I don't want to alienate any grandparents listening. But some could step up.
A lot. Step up a big style.
Your wife's parents do a great job.
Do a fantastic job.
And your mum does a great
job. There's no present
company excluded.
Jack, what about yours?
All fantastic.
Mm. Yeah. My mum, of course, she's away. She's and she does what she can and does a great job. Absolutely.
Really good job.
Stacey, how long can you beat 5 years?
Yeah, I can beat it by 12. 12 years since we've had a night by ourselves.
Oh, that's incredible.
Since what?
Yeah.
So how many have you got?
Yeah.
We've got 4. We've got a 12-year-old, 11-year-old, 8-year-old, and a 3-year-old.
12 and 11? Stacey.
Yeah, I know it sounds bad.
No, it sounds great, but I mean,
every single night,
all together, yep. It's not that we haven't had the offers; like my parents have always offered to take them and stuff, but you know they're my responsibility, so I've always said no.
Stacey,
do the kids every now and again say, "Why don't we have a night apart?" Do they ever want a break or not?
No, I like to think they love me heaps.
Of course they love
they
you.
That's
not just a night away from mummy's not going to make them love you any less.
Yeah,
love you more.
The only time we've ever had without kids is when I'm in labour with another child.
The only time you can get a break from the others.
A lovely break, isn't it, Stacey?
Incredible.
It's painful, but.
Oh, she's a wonderful person. What a sweetheart.
I reckon there's some separation issues here.
No, Stacey absolutely can't let them go.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, hang on. No, that's not what we... Julie?
Yes?
We've gone 12 years. Can you beat that?
It's been 28 years.
Stop it, Julie. You stop it. How old are these hangers-on, Julie?
I've got a 28-year-old, a 26-year-old, a 16-year-old, a 14-year-old.
Oh, my... And never. And 28 years. Not since the day the first one was born have you had a night without these children.
No, I don't think I could handle it.
You're going to have to at some point, aren't you?
I mean, no, she's not. I don't reckon the 16 and the 14-year-old will ever move out, Julie. Do you reckon?
Are the older ones still living at home, the 28-year-old, 26-year-old?
No, they're off with their own families.
All right, so you've just got the 16 and the 14-year-old at home.
Yes.
All right, so I reckon we've got probably 10 years maximum before she gets a night off.
I reckon only 10 years to go, Julie.
What do we got? We got
prizes for all these sweethearts. I love them all.
What do we got? Someone, give us prizes. Come on.
All right, we'll give Julie an ATO skincare pack worth $150. ATO's new Spirit Collection Skin and Body Care made with native Australian ingredients.
And everybody else, Old El Paso Tortilla Pocket Pack so they can have dinner with the family.
No, that's great. Absolutely.
It's more than you've organised. More than you've organised for your wife.
You better take one home with you.
Take a couple of these, mate.
It's the Husey and Ed catch-up. Back for more after this. It's Husey and Ed.
I was a bit harsh on Orlando Bloom earlier. I was a bit mean, actually. He's had a good career. Well done, Orlando.
No. What you said was, which is true, that his days of being a top A-list leading man in films is probably not here anymore, and that's fine.
He might come back. He might have one of those arty films that turns him into something.
Do some art. Or like the Twilight bloke who's now Batman, who just did Twilight, then just Art Central, and now Batman.
Is Robert Pattinson Batman now?
Mm. You knew that.
Have you seen the trailer?
Oh, I haven't seen the trailer. I haven't seen the trailer. They love going dark on Batman.
No, they can't go any darker. It's already Batman hard to see.
Well, he's the Joker. The Batman and the Joker, both of them just go around killing people. Yeah, that's what.
Yeah.
Just innocent people.
New take. Righto. So, celebrities releasing songs. Now, I'm not online as much as you. Is it annoying that all American celebrities are all banging on about voting? Is that getting annoying to me?
I'm not following a lot of them, so I don't, you know,
seems annoying.
Unless Trump retweets them, I don't see it.
Right. Which he doesn't a lot of the time. Because as we've said many times, they want to say vote Biden, but they don't have the guts. Even Harry and Meghan and all that. And that's fine. If you want Biden to win, you should say it.
Yeah, but I mean, you don't want to alienate 40 to 50% of the audience. You want everyone to buy your stuff, but you just want everyone to vote for your man.
Play the bit that I said not to play, the talking. So then this is them talking about it.
Just a friendly
Which is this for the future generations, by the way. This little ditty is going to be for Daisy Dove.
For Daisy Dove.
Do it
we
for
just
Daisy.
Wanted to say good morning. And
morning. And vote now, please.
And reminding
Take
you.
Take it in.
And reminding you that your vote matters.
I find Orlando's accent jarring.
Same here. I didn't know he spoke like that. I really didn't know he spoke like that. That was the thing I took away from that too.
That was really off-putting.
Do it again, because I don't think he's ever used his real voice in a film. Have a listen to this.
Just a friendly
Which is this for the future generations, by the way. This little ditty is going to be for Daisy Dove.
For Daisy Dove.
Do it
we
for
just
Daisy.
Wanted to say good morning. And
morning. And morning. Vote now, please.
And reminding
Take
you.
Take it in.
And reminding you that your vote matters.
Do we have to keep copying British people telling me to vote in American elections as well?
Oh, look.
Like Harry and now this bloke?
Yeah, it doesn't feel right,
no.
Does it? I mean, we probably shouldn't even be talking about it ourselves.
Well, no, we're getting to
we're
the
all
point.
Obsessed, though.
Here we go. So the previous worst ever celebrity singing online was this.
Imagine there's no heaven. It's easy if you try. Imagine all the people.
Right, Gal Gadot and friends doing... Imagine millionaires singing about having no possessions.
Yeah, that was COVID related, wasn't
it? Yeah. Really poor.
It was odd.
It was.
Yeah, unnecessary is what I'd say. Didn't inspire anyone. You wouldn't have thought anyone was inspired by that.
I certainly wasn't.
Yeah.
But now Katie and Orlando are trying to take the crown of worst ever celebrity singing with their new voting song.
That's Cody Smith.
Took you
a
while.
You didn't know.
That took you quite a while. You were waiting for some lyrics.
You thought that was Orlando Bloom and Katy Perry.
No, I was thinking.
No, hard. You nearly got me.
Yeah,
no. It took me a lot.
Got you.
You got me for a second, but I came good. That's Cody Simpson.
No, you did it.
I came good. I eventually realised it was Cody Simpson, but I was waiting for something before I realised it was Cody Simpson. So have they not done a vote?
I do it every time.
They have
do
done.
It, yes.
Yeah, I know that. But all right. So they've done it. They have done a song.
Have a go.
Rise and shine and get to the polls now.
Vote in person, not with the mail-in ballot. Now.
Now's the time to vote in person, people of the United States.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Husey and Ed.
It certainly is. And supporting education involves more than what happens in the classroom, gentlemen. It's also about enabling experiences to help children feel included. That is why the Smith family distributes toys and books at Christmas time. You can register to host the toy and book gift collection this Christmas or buy a gift from the online charity gifts catalogue. Find out more at thesmithfamily.com.au.
They do an incredible job.
They really do.
Yep.
Good on them.
Fantastic. Fantastic.
So when we come back, we are going deep into The Bachelorette because someone has so influenced that show that they're probably going to feature in the finale. Yeah, this is big, really big. The promo, if you haven't heard it, incredible.
Goodness me.
Our man Ed Cavalli.
Goodness
me. He is changing.
Come on.
The way things operate on The Bachelorette.
It's the Husey and Ed catch-up.
The Bachelorette, that's still on our TV screens.
Yeah, absolutely. No, and they're coming down to the business end, though. They had their home visits last night. If you're not keeping up with The Bachelorette, there's two Bachelorettes. It's double the price, double the value, half the price. You've got Becky and Ali. Ali's the younger one. They're both young. God almighty, they're young.
They're young people.
Spring chickens, they are.
Yeah.
But Ali was from the previous Bachelor, wasn't she?
Yes.
Yeah, she was. Yeah, and so she finished fourth in that, I think.
Hang on, Lockie.
I don't know. Which one was, which Bachelor was she from? Dr. Matt Agnew? Yeah, she was with Dr. Matt.
But Lockie has just made an announcement, actually. We should say this.
Yeah, yeah. Have we got to be audio of it or not? Maybe not. Lockie has become a...
vegan.
Yes, so Lockie, who just became the Bachelor, well, he won the Bachelor.
Yeah.
No, he was the Bachelor.
Yeah.
His
girlfriend, not Aragon. What's her name?
Ariana.
What's her name?
Arena.
Arena, not Aragon.
Arena. She's
a vegan,
and he's gone.
And he's jumped. Have you messaged him? Welcome to the club, Barro.
Should you know, it's a good synergy there. Oh, I'm going to do that.
Donald Watkins, the man who invented veganism in the 40s.
Apparently,
do you know where the word vegan comes from?
No.
It's the first and last bit of vegetarian.
Yeah, right. All right.
Google that, please, Sasha. It's Donald Watkins is his name.
Yeah, no. I never thought of that.
Yeah,
there you go. So there was a study done that apparently the people who age the least are vegetarians, closely followed by vegans.
What, young people?
Like you are, if you've got a vegetarian diet, you're genetically younger.
Oh, I see what you mean. Your bio age.
Your bio age is younger than vegan. I find that interesting.
That's interesting as well. Is that because of the iron?
I don't know. I was interested in that. But let's get back to The Bachelorette because last night something happened that's never happened before. Mm-hmm. Becky's home visit. She's with Shannon somewhere. New Zealand. Is that
what?
Where they went?
They went to New Zealand.
New South Wales.
Channel Where'd 10 they doesn't go? Have that money for
they
that.
They probably can't go. It would have been the bubble. They wouldn't have been able to go to New Zealand.
Where's Shannon live?
That was before the bubble.
Pre-bubble.
I think Shannon is just a New Zealander.
He's a New Zealander, but he lives in New South Wales.
Yeah, anyway. For sure he's in Sydney.
All right.
Oh, so he's Sydney. They just went down the road.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, they can go anyway.
Probably got an Uber. Anyway, so I went to Shannon's with his family. I don't know.
Anyway, got three,
it was a home visit.
Oh, yeah, home visit, yeah.
But Becky said, I'm not feeling it.
Wait,
which has never happened at a home visit.
At a home visit. Never she goes all the way to his joint and then says, I'm not feeling it.
Yeah, well, we'll hear what she said. This is what she said. Play what she
said. For me, you know, there's definitely friendship there. But, I don't know. I just feel like we don't, you know, like, I think, just like I'm not sure if...
Why are you upset?
Because of...
No, it's okay.
So
he doesn't sound that disappointed.
No, hang on. No, listen to how disappointed he sounds,
okay,
right? So he said, why upset? And then he goes on this heartfelt speech.
Don't be upset, darling. You're just being honest. If you're falling in love with someone else, who am I to get in front of someone else falling in love? I'm not going to do that.
Yeah, but you're like, I don't know.
Look, how can I not be happy for you?
Oh, that is a man. That is a poor man of steel.
God, he's strong.
It so, almost sounded like he didn't care.
He sucked
how
up
did,
his,
how did he not?
He sucked up his emotions
what a,
for the good of her so that she didn't feel that bad.
Wow, he's a former Mr. Polynesia.
Yeah, he's a very handsome man. I love the way his eyes, teardrop sort of eyes. Just see them? Just
yeah, Shannon's hot. Don't worry about that.
Shannon's super hot.
You don't get to be Mr. Polynesia by not being hot. Super hot, actually. Look, I'm shocked
what,
that he...
Jack?
I said a guy was hot on TV the other day and you wouldn't go stop going on about how weird it was.
It's weird the way you said it.
Oh,
the way
that was normal.
The way I say it is just...
I don't remember how you said it. How did you say it?
Carry on, anyway.
No, it was because of the guy from SAS. Yeah, okay. No, that was weird.
Because he, you know,
yeah,
ended people as part of your attraction. But, so, Becky is left with two. She's left with Pete, 34, from South Australia, and she's left with Adrian, 26, from Queensland. And what Adrian says in a promo...
Wait. I need to say something. I said from the start that she picks Pete. I know that she picks Pete.
Well, I think, yeah. Well, you know a lot about reality
I do.
TV
I'm
because
deep inside it.
Listen to what Adrian says
Adrian's
to...
Adrian's brother, by the way. Let me help you here.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, well, I didn't know. What's Adrian's brother says to Becky?
Hit me.
Will one enterprising brother...
It's amazing what you find on the internet.
...get too close to the bone?
So I've seen on social media that you actually broke up your boyfriend to come onto the show.
He's like a dog with a bone.
Is that true?
Mate, you are... you
where did that story break?
With you. You broke the story. You absolutely have owned The Bachelorette this series. And you know what? You're leading to, I believe... Becky ending up with the love of her life, Pete.
I've told her I was on her side from the start.
Because Adrian's brother is going to steer him away.
Exactly.
So there you go, mate. Well done.
Thank you so much. It's great to be here.
It's the Husey and Ed catch-up.
Husey and Ed hanging out with you this evening. We just found out something which is awful. Absolutely awful. Husey was going to buy us alcohol. And what did you say, Ed?
What was your actual term?
Yeah, I said they could...
They'll be right.
They don't need it today.
They don't need it today.
They don't need it today.
Yeah, I didn't want to be an alcohol pusher, basically. Yeah. And I thought, am I the booze, too much the booze dude who doesn't drink at all?
Yeah.
Booze so pusher. Ed said that I needed to back off for a week and no Friday drinks from Husey.
Yeah, because you all have plenty.
But Tones, you reminded, what did you say after that? What have I done already today?
Oh, yes. You really shouted us lunch today. So I said, no worries. That's, I mean,
I wasn't even aware that I bought lunch.
When did you realise?
No, actually, Sash rang me and said, thanks for lunch. How did I buy you lunch, Sash? What was the story?
I was at your house a couple of months ago and you handed me $200 and said, buy whoever's in the office some lunch. So I thought I'd wait till everyone was back in and we'd all go out and have lunch.
You held on to that. There you go.
Yeah, I didn't pocket it. I'm honest.
I've completely forgotten about it. You could have spent that completely on yourself. No one would have known. I certainly would have ever remembered.
No, I know you
were. So now, that's on Sarge. Very generous.
Now, just quickly, tonight, you got the first night without the kids for years and years and years. Your wife, we spoke to Holly earlier. She was downplaying it, but she wants to go and do something. Now, mate, Tones with an eye and Sash have been out there calling Japanese restaurants.
I heard, yeah.
Right.
How many did you have to call? Well, how many did you call?
I called three when I got.
And Sash had already called two and you'd called one.
So that was six.
Yes.
We'd called six restaurants trying to get a booking for the evening.
Mm. And I finally found one. Well, I mean, after the third time, I got a booking.
Beautiful one.
7:35 for a restaurant called Mr. Ryu.
You better go, bro. It's on.
We're going.
So are you
going
to go?
Yeah, we're going. We're absolutely
going.
Yeah, we're going. My wife said she's going to have to go home and put on more makeup now, but that was annoying her a little bit. But I'm like,
it's been a great night.
But we are going, and thanks for the help there.
Good on
you,
Tones.
Yeah,
oh, you're welcome.
And Tones, you're going out tonight.
Shot, 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 shot.
All right.
You and the girls.
Yeah, us and the girls. We got a table of eight. Very excited.
That'd be crazy.
You drinking, Jackie, drinking.
Yeah, at home by myself.
Sarge, you drinking?
Oh, yeah, I'll be having a drink tonight.
All right.
What about Ben? Are you partying, Ben?
You drinking?
Come on, mate.
Come on, Ben. Mandy, drinking?
Yeah, shots.
Yeah.
What about Timmy at the back there? You on it?
Yeah, he's on it.
He's on it. It's on like Donkey Kong.
That's why you can't keep feeding them, man. They don't need any more help.
Yeah, I know. Well, like, it's got a later start to the day, all right? So, yeah, well, have fun, everyone. Party hard. Are we out?
Yeah, that's about it.
Is that it?
Yeah. Go get your wife.
go to dinner with your wife.
Yeah, we're going to go. Yeah, we're going.
Good on you, guys.
All right, if you missed any of the show this week, don't forget you podcast it by downloading that Hit app.
Yes.
Listen to it all weekend long. We'll see you next week. Don't forget Bedshed as well, giving you the chance to win a $10,000 bedroom package. So go to hughesinair.com.au/win to register for that.
Yes.
$2,000 every day as well.
There you go. Awesome. Brilliant stuff.
All right. Okay. See you next week.
Bye. Bye.
From skinny dipping to heavy metal meditation, you can find all kinds of inspiration to improve your well-being with Medibank. There are so many ways we can live better. Search Medibank Live Better to find yours.